This is Talking Travel, and Sally, we're going to...
Islands. Now, we often whinge in Australia how we've got to fly so far to get to Europe or North America, but hey, we have got a lot of beautiful islands just on our doorstep. Anything for only about 2.5 hours, maximum 10 hours away. So we'll just talk about a few of those today. One of them is Tonga, and it's less than 5 hours to fly into Nuku'alofa in Tonga. And the wonderful thing about there is, we were talking last week about whales, you can actually swim with the humpbacks there if you get the opportunity.
How amazing would that be?
Yeah, so that's something to keep in consideration. Vanuatu, it's one of my little favourite places in the past. We went there so many times when James was little. He used to love it and we loved it. And the other good thing about there, it's only from Brisbane at the moment because Air Vanuatu unfortunately went into liquidation. But there are flights from Brisbane, but I believe Virgin are still looking at introducing flights from Sydney, maybe from about November. But once you're there, then you've still got that beautiful island of Tanna where you can go to an active volcano. Done it a couple of times and that's amazing. The other thing you can see there is the dugongs eating the seagrass, which is just wonderful. Another one is Apia in Samoa. It's another lovely place. It's about a 7-hour direct flight from Sydney. So you can go there. That's to Samoa. The Solomon Islands is a 3.5-hour flight from Brisbane. And, of course, that was a major outpost during World War II. So you've got a military museum there near Honiara you can go to. You can go on historic shipwreck sites if you're interested in diving, snorkeling, and, of course, the wonderful part of them being able to experience some of what happened during World War II is quite an experience. Fiji, I mean, that's one of everyone's little popular one, of course, on the island of Viti Levu. You've got other outer islands, of course, there that you can go to as well, plus cruising, plus you've got all sorts of options in Fiji. And, you know, you can be there by lunchtime if you take an early morning flight. So that's really easy and lovely, friendly people. Well, most of the islanders, anywhere you go, have got the most wonderful, lovely personalities and laughter. Like you hear a lot of laughter and a lot of singing. You know, it's beautiful. Close to home, like we've got our Antiwi Islands just off from Darwin, which is only a 30-minute flight there, which is a really incredible place to go to. Bathurst Island. You've got Lord Howe, one of my favourites. It's only a couple of hours away as well. And it's just a spectacular, beautiful island in all in its own right. UNESCO World Heritage. What else could you ask for more? King Island in Tassie. I mean, Tassie's an island in itself, but you've also got King Island. Mm. I heard the other day how sad that King Island is not going to be making its cheeses and then anymore. They're folding up.
Oh, no.
No. So I said no. Anyway, let's hope that's wrong. Norfolk, which is again only a couple of hours away, the history there is incredible as well as it being a beautiful island. We've got Hawaii, which is it's the longest. It's about 10 hours. That's about as far as you'll go. And you can go to the outer islands there, of course. Beautiful outer islands, Maui, Kauai, the big island of Hawaii, etc. You've got Bali, which is about 6 hours away. Hamilton Island, just up in the Barrier Reef, plus all the other islands we've got up in that area. And one of my other favourites is Rarotonga in the Cook Islands.
Oh, very
gorgeous
nice.
Place. That Aitutaki, that resort and lagoon there is just absolutely magnificent. And it's about a 7-hour flight as well. So look, there's plenty of lovely places where you can go and just chill out but still experience nature, have a wonderful time with some wonderful people who'll get you in the right relaxing frame of mind.
And if you can't find an island in all those, there's something wrong with you.
Exactly right.
And we're going to Uluru, Sally.
We certainly are. Another one of my favourite spots that I'm yearning to go back to as well. They've got a new immersive experience there that's only just recently started called Sunrise Journeys. And it marries traditional storytelling and the latest in laser light and animation technology. And it's been designed by an Australian visual experience team that have done the illuminations during Sydney's Vivid, etc. And so it's really quite spectacular. And they've adapted it all from famous artworks by Indigenous women who've done this incredible art that is displayed in the Gallery of Central Australia. But it's showing their connection to the spiritual heart of Australia, the rhythms of nature and the seasons that forge a link between past, present and future. So apparently it is quite spectacular. When I was reading this article about a journalist who was the guest to go up there and experience this for the first time, and she said it's just absolutely amazing to listen to the references to country, the seasons, to see it all up there in front of you. And she said it's just absolutely amazing. So it was launched, the start of it, in May 2023. when they started telling a chapter of the story through use of 1,200 drones, 7 projectors and 6 lasers, and with all this artistic collaboration. So apparently it's technologically impressive, but it's far from like a what they call a Disney-ification of a traditional story. So it's really quite evocative, and it's set against this natural, beautiful backdrop, of course, of Uluru, which is amazing. So I just thought, if you're going up that way, look, we've always had the Field of Lights display. We've got the dinner under the stars. And this is just another reason for you to go there and see this as well, which apparently is very, very spectacular and very moving. And also there's a new culinary experience that's been launched at the Ilkari Resort at the Sails in the Desert. It's an Australian native high tea, which is celebrating the indigenous flavours of Central Australia. And I read it and I thought, oh my gosh, it sounds incredible. So this lovely journalist was very lucky to be enjoying one of these teas. And she said it started with a savoury selection, which was a barramundi lemon, aspen and saffron tart.
Ooh, yummy.
Yum. A finger sandwich with brie and prosciutto wrapped anise myrtle fig. A slider topped with roasted pumpkin, warrigal greens and bush dukkha and Persian feta. Oh, a mini wrap with Barossa smoked chicken, lemon myrtle and sun-dried tomatoes. Is anyone hungry?
Oh, you're making me hungry. I haven't had lunch.
And then to top it all off, there's the sweet temptations as well. Scones flavoured with lemon myrtle, topped with a tangy kwandong jam and cream, a chewy saltbush caramel Tim Tam, a divine finger lime almond tart, and a wild rosella flower mousse.
Wow.
All served with a cup of Kakadu sunset tea as well. So how about that?
Oh,
so
and get in my mouth.
I know. And so the chef at this kitchen has all her own kitchen gardens just outside, virtually plucked from the desert. So amazing. So another way of getting back to nature, but seeing and listening to something beautiful at the same time. So if you haven't done Uluru, by the way, and I was just watching recently Julia Zemiro, one of her great walks, she was there. And you're overawed, not even just by Uluru. Katajuta, what was called the Olgas, like they're double the height. People don't realise that. Like some of the mounds there are double the height of Uluru.
Wow.
So, you know, and give yourself time. Don't just rush in for a couple of days. Make sure you give your time to immerse yourself in this whole area and enjoy it. I reckon, 4 or 5 days at least to really enjoy that whole area. Yeah.
You're giving me something to think about, that's for sure.
Good.
Lots of food in my belly. Well, Anne, it's hot deals time on 2NURFM.
Hi, Amanda. Again, these hot deals keep popping up everywhere, and we've been talking South Pacific today, and there is a sale on at the moment. They call it Hot Deals of the Week or Until Sold Out, and there are reductions on a range of the islands I was just talking about, Cook Islands, Fiji, Samoa, Solomons, Norfolk, Lord Howe, all sorts of different offers. They might have free nights, bonus tours, resort credit, flights included on some as well. So there's some great packages out there. And also, if you are interested in history, next year, 4th to the 11th of March, there's a First Fleeters Week on Norfolk Island from Brisbane. And it's a historical snapshot of the convict life that's centred around there, because it was infamous, of course, for its prison and everything there. So you're going to have a reenactment of the 6th of March 1788 landing of the First Fleeters. So Commander Philip Gidley King, a small group of convicts and free settlers, saw the beginnings of the first British settlement on Norfolk Island. So you're going to see this happen, watch them land on the shores during the reenactment, and also you're going to see the island as an island life tour as well, their iconic fish fry, discover the island's history, etc. So it's a week's package available if you're interested, which if in history that would be something really great.
And Norfolk Island's beautiful. So
oh, it is. It's
have
beautiful.
Have a great time.
You've been, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Great. No, Lord Howe and Norfolk, they're both great. Different, totally different, but both great. Outback Queensland, that's an area I've still got to do in our retirement. I'm damned if I don't get there eventually. It's been on my bucket list for so long. But if you don't want to do it on your own, there's a lovely tour out at the moment. It's a new one for next year. It's out of Brisbane, and you're having 6 nights in premium accommodation and 1 night on the Spirit of the Outback. So that's fantastic. So a little train trip and amongst a coach tour. Nearly all your meals are included. two lunches, six dinners, seven breakfasts over your six nights, the Stockman Hall of Fame, the Qantas Founders Museum. You get a degustation meal actually at a natural history museum as well. So that's really incredible, and there's departures available now for next year out of Brisbane, so keep that one in mind. We were talking islands, and I didn't mention this one, but Mauritius, if you're interested. We don't have direct flights out of Sydney. They are out of Perth, but you can get, obviously, your domestic connecting flight from here. And it's a beautiful island. And if you've got that Creole, you know, half-French islander mix, it's really quite delightful. Again, one of those lovely another island paradise. So you can get round-trip flights from Perth on this is included. And it starts from a bit over $3,000 twin share. But look, it's got heaps of inclusions in it. And you can get an add-on of a return ticket from here, a special fare from under about $700, which isn't bad, return to Perth on top of that. So keep that in mind. We were talking about solo, and I found a few others, like Hurtigruten. They've got a few departures this year. For last minute departures on a range of their where they're offering free for solo, no extra cost. And also they've got some great reductions too, just on some last minute if you're still thinking of getting away this year. But even into next year, even if they don't always have free for solos, they've got reduced rates, as do Viking Cruises now have as well. And they've got a fly-free sale across their whole range of products, rivers, ocean voyages, expedition voyages, for 24 all the way through to 26 they've got sales, and that ends 15 November. So you've still got a bit of time to get in on that one. So, yep, there we go. There's another week done.
Oh, great deals. Well done, Sal. You've been hard at work.
I have. I am absolutely worn out. My fingers have been worn to the bone.
Thank you so much. We'll chat next week for Thank Talking you. Travel on 2NURFM.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.